Minister Howland said the funding is there, it's available for the HSE to complete whatever works are necessary, and he fully understood the circumstances, and he says that the government are fully behind any works and any funding that is required. There's been a tremendous amount of work done by both staff, management and volunteers at the critical stage when it happened, and now it's in a different phase which I need the support of all the agencies in the country and the understanding of the public. But as a manager of the hospital, says 40% of the capacity is gone, which is unprecedented, I think, in any hospital in these islands.
Obviously, there'll be issues too of insurance to be discussed. The main priority now is going to be to ensure that where money is necessary for the rebuilding and for the restoration, that money is released as quickly as possible. And your belief is, with the commitment of the government, there is not going to be any delay in that regard.
There's two tracks here. There's obviously the insurance claim, and understood that the loss adjusters were on site yesterday and over the weekend. So that part of it will be moving along. Plus there's the funding, obviously, from the government. By the time that is all assessed, the HSE and the management will know exactly time frame of return to normal services, which everyone hopes will be sooner rather than later. But I know the efforts are being put in, and that's the main thing, and the public, I think, will be reassured by that.